Welcome.
There he is.
There he is right there. Welcome, welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to TMA Live, presented by Bud Select, live from Hot Shots in St. Charles, broadcasting through the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Doug Andy hit the post. You hear that? He
yes,
hit the post.
Did. You know, he's a veteran.
Hey, did you have some tots, bro?
I farmed the tots out.
Oh, wow!
No. I had a little chicken wrap. It was very good.
How'd it treat you?
Oh, it treated me very well.
It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After. It is TMA Live at Hot Shots in St. Charles. Hello again, everybody. Hello again, Iggy. Jay, this is what it's all about, brother.
Absolutely.
This 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Sildenafil. The same active ingredient Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith Medi-Center Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. This is why the people are here.
That's why I'm here.
This is why the people are here.
Look at Mike. You look so good.
Hey, Mike has the microphone.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
There's a lot of milk here.
Yeah.
She got small milk.
Okay, easy does it there, Mike.
No, she
hey,
does
Doug.
Not.
Don't point.
Hey, the point. Why is everybody pointing tonight?
I don't know. Why are you pointing?
You got small peanuts.
All right, pot him down.
That's it.
Pot him down.
Get that right business pen out.
Wow. The audience loves it, though, Doug.
Yeah, that was special. Mike Lee's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. I'm writing it down on the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule with my right business product, ink pen. It's
going to be a big one.
Well, it really is. I mean, not only do you have the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week and the Hot Shots email of the day here in this 8 o'clock hour brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient, Viagra, Goldsmith Medi-Center Pharmacy, 314-432-5020. You're a bunch of savings right there. It's goldsmithmcp.com. But we also have Foot Fetish Friday.
Yeah, that's what we got.
And we're giving away two sets of tickets to Jason Aldean and Bud Bash tickets as well. So
Doug,
there's a first and second place winner.
You hear that prize package?
Yeah, it's a nice little package.
Yep, sure is.
Clip that on.
So now, ladies, this is your chance to compete.
To shine.
Who would like to come on up to compete for Jason Aldean and Cardinal tickets? It's time for Foot Fetish Friday.
It's time.
Larry Nickel making his way around. He is now going to campaign.
Yep.
He's going directly to somebody. Is Larry our...
Where's my girl in the white that I was wondering about? She's over there.
Biff's friend is here.
Yeah, well, she's last.
She's last, or you're last.
Absolutely.
You're the grand finale. I don't know what's going on up at the
bar.
She
may be the only one.
No. I know we have at least two.
We know we've got her.
Two.
Where did... Scott's wrinkled ball sacks girl go?
She disappeared.
She
as soon
disappeared.
As the segment started, yeah.
Larry's up there taking pictures with women. I don't know if they're competing. What music do we have right now?
I don't know what's going
know
on
had,
with
well,
any of this.
When I'm back on my feet again.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Larry is campaigning right now. Let's see if he's successful. Doug, I was the rush chair at Sigma Chi at the University of Missouri. Two terms, of course, reelected.
Okay.
And really, right now, Larry's essentially rushing. Larry, are you having success?
Where's Larry? Larry, right down here.
Come
right down,
down
here, I got a deuce. I got a twosome that they're talking about right now. To
are
one
they
girl.
Over there talking?
Yeah, they're talking. Larry, come down if you can.
And where's the Plowhawk?
Plowhawk has got a friend.
I still need him to, oh my God, Larry can barely
Larry,
get his
these
eyes
two,
open.
These two babes right there.
Can we get him a wireless mic? Plowhawk, can we get the mic on Larry?
Plowsy?
Who has the mic?
Emo. Emo 6.
Plowhawk now has the mic.
Larry, those two right there.
Michael Bolton is belting it out while all the chaos ensues.
That won't
For
be
For heaven's sakes, it's more than $500 worth of tickets.
Talk to him, Larry.
You take your shoe off. That's about it.
Yeah, that's it.
There's our blue-shirted friend over there. Iggy's talking with her, talking to her.
Iggy's working on her. What about Whitey?
Do you guys like Jason Aldean?
Nice play.
I like you guys like Jason Aldean?
Oh,
no. They don't know who it is, man. All right?
That's going to be a tough one.
Probably not going to work.
Oh.
Probably not going to work.
Do you like Cardinal games?
Do you like Cardinal games?
Yes.
Do you want some Bud Bash tickets?
In,
don't beg, Larry.
Friday.
Sure.
I thought she said sure.
All right, I can't hear anything
Do
with the music.
Like And would you take part in Foot Fetish Friday?
What the hell you're saying?
Plowsy's taking the mic.
All right.
Plowsy, come on, do something.
We're going to translate for Larry. Jay Jr., can you raise your hand?
Right here.
He has a foot fondness.
No, thank you.
And likes to rub feet. And potentially, you guys can win Jason Aldean tickets and Bud Bash tickets for the Cardinals. We've already tried, guys. He doesn't. So if you guys are interested, come on to the dais. If not, we'll leave you alone.
Jay, you're not doing guys tonight, are you?
No guys.
Jay, I got one for you right here.
I knew.
What's your name?
She decided to look at Mike's point.
It's Heather, everybody.
Heather, why don't you come on?
Heather, walk on over there to see Jay.
This was the one you wanted.
I knew. I had the same situation a couple of months ago.
Really? Where you spot a woman in a crowd and you know she's into hot foot play?
I just know that it'd be good times.
All right. Heather,
have a seat. Let's get Heather a mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Heather to the dais. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what we're seeing here tonight.
Yeah, well.
How are you, Heather?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Good.
I noticed that you have one of those rings on your finger. Are you a married lady?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
She seems like a little pepper pot.
She does. I kind of like the pepper pots. Before we talk a little more about the feet, we usually ask some questions.
Sure.
One of the questions we like to know, if you know,
right,
is do you know what date Pearl Harbor was bombed? Pearl Harbor.
I'm really bad at history.
Why don't you venture a guess, Heather?
How about a decade?
Venture a guess. Anything is welcome here at the dais.
Pearl Harbor.
40s.
Very nice.
Yes, very
nice. Would you like to narrow it down?
You want to try and get a year? Because that can go a long way.
44.
No.
No, I'm sorry.
All right. You were under 45.
Right.
What television show do you watch on a regular basis now?
Grey's Anatomy.
Why?
Because I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse.
Doug, what just happened?
Why would that make a difference?
Doug, she's a nurse.
What's that? Why does that excite you?
I don't know. When was the last time that you were passionately kissed? And when I mean passionately kissed, your knees buckled and stuff.
Wow, good question.
Do you remember?
Now you're looking back at Mike Lee, and I don't know why.
Four nights ago.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Wow, this is very specific.
Yeah.
So this was a Sunday night. You had just gotten done watching Sports Sunday.
Sure.
You're all Randy.
Got you in the mood.
Absolutely.
Yep. That's what happens.
I was topless last week, Tim.
Clip that off.
On the show?
Yes.
That's a radio.
It was with my husband.
Right.
Where's your husband?
Right there he is.
And that's the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Oh,
isn't it,
Doug? It is. My favorite.
No, there he is.
How do you personally feel about your own feet?
I'm comfortable with my feet.
You feel good about it?
Yeah.
All right. Would you like to just put the foot right there?
Oh, my God.
Just
all
right there.
All the way up there.
What did you think
was going to happen up here? Were you?
I mean, just a foot right there. This is
here we
Heather.
Go. Look
this
at Buck Swope, Doug. Buck, he's in the right covered position.
Hold on, Swopesy. Now, I'm going to look at it for a minute.
We went to journalism school.
I was sports administration. Let me tell you something, honey.
What?
You got a nice foot.
Oh, good.
Bet off.
You got a very nice foot.
Oh, good.
Now, Iggy has brought up.
He's the condiment guy.
What is that?
That's something that we're not going to get involved in.
Okay.
But is it all right if I touch the back?
Yes.
Okay. You have.
Now, what's going on, Jay?
I'm just touching. She has tremendously proportionate toes.
Is that important to you?
It is to me. And her second toe's a little bigger, but that's...
Do you have a problem with that?
No, that's kind of neat. That's kind of neat.
Excuse me?
And do you ever toe ring?
No.
Never toe ring?
Never.
Would you ever toe ring?
I don't think so.
And what's your reasoning for that, Nurse Heather?
No clue.
Okay, that's fine. You don't have to have a reason. Jay, is that a good or bad thing for you?
I like Heather's answer. Okay. Heather's a confident lady.
All right.
I'm just gonna.
Okay.
Easy now.
I'm just gonna check it out, make sure.
How's everything going?
Everything's going well.
Heather, how are you enjoying this? Does this feel good to you at all?
Very good.
Really?
Do you match your nails with your fingernails with the toes?
I try to, but this time I'm not.
Okay. And what was the reason when you made that decision Memorial Day weekend?
Because I was not quite ready for a pedicure, but I was ready for a manicure.
Interesting, Doug. Interesting.
Yeah, fascinating
stuff. Let me tell you something.
Fascinating.
Let me tell you something right now. This is a phenomenal foot.
Really? Is it one of the best you've ever
seen? I want to ask you, now it's a bad question to ask a lot of ladies. Do you mind if I ask you how old you are?
I'm 34.
34 Bills, Jennings.
My favorite age.
Is it really?
You could have said anything, and it would have been his favorite age.
She could have said 105. Heather is clearly the leader in the clubhouse.
Well, she's the only one who's been up so
but,
far.
But, I mean, I knew coming in. Let me just do one little thing right there. Yeah.
What's going on? What did you just do right there?
That's called the strode move.
The strode move? Iggy has a move?
Well, you just tap it a couple
times.
Really?
Okay.
And see how it responds. Dear, you are dynamite.
Oh, thank you.
Have you ever had a planter's wart?
Good question.
No.
Look at that.
Planter's wart? She has got phenomenal feet.
Oh, that'll drive your foot crazy.
I mean,
don't want that.
If somebody said number, it would be 9.
Wow, yeah, a 9. Yeah, yeah. A 9, Heather.
How about a fist bump?
Congratulations.
Thank
it looks
you,
like you might be on your way to Jason Aldean.
I hope you like Jason Aldean.
And a Cardinal Thank game you, on dear. Monday. Well done, Heather. I'll take that. Thank you so much, sister. I appreciate it.
I like Heather.
You like Heather
a
lot.
She's a nice
Iggy, Plowhawk, why don't you boys go out into the fields and see what we dig on up. Buck Swope is now campaigning.
Doug, she was nice, wasn't she?
Yeah, but don't say see what we can dig up. It's kind of a put-down for the gal.
Now we got her. We got,
what's going on, Buck
we
Swope?
We got the wife of the fan.
Oh,
pitch.
She decided to do it. Doug, this is Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack's wife. Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack's wife, welcome to the dais.
Thanks.
And your name is what?
Mrs. Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack.
Oh, okay. Mrs. Scott's Wrinkled.
Top notch. Can I tell
Is
you
that
something?
German?
I want to tell you something.
Okay.
He posted on the fan page today that he had gotten you to agree to come. He didn't say anything about your feet, okay? So, as the sick person I am, I go to his page, and there you are.
Sure.
And you look 1,000% better in person.
Wow, smooth dog.
I mean, 1,000.
Are you saying she takes a lousy picture?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that she looks 1,000% better in person.
Thank you.
Do we have to ask the questions or can we just go to the foot?
I think the questions are so important.
Where were you on September 11th?
Wow, what a pick-me-up.
Where were you on 9/11 when it all went down?
In third grade.
Wow. I feel like
that hurt.
I feel like we both should
that
leave
hurt
right now.
Real bad.
I honestly feel like we both should leave.
She said third grade.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the math to make sure I'm not going to have to call Thompson Coburn again.
I think I turned 70 that day.
What is your favorite TV show right now? What show do you not miss? You gotta watch it.
Well, I'm a mom, so.
How many children do you have?
3.
Jay, how do you feel about that?
I think it's phenomenal. I think it's really great. What show do you want? I mean, SpongeBob or?
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. All right. And our last question for you, and it's always a question.
Right.
When was the last time that you were passionately kissed? And when I say passionately kissed, your knees buckled and stuff.
Where at?
Wow, oh wow.
That's the first time I've ever had that one.
That's nice.
Now you're wearing a full shoe.
Yeah, I wasn't really prepared for this.
Okay. And you got a blue drink.
A boat drink.
I need that.
Okay, I understand. Which
nice Plowhawk, well done.
Mrs.
Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack.
Mrs. Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack. This will be good for the resume tape. What's your tattoo? What is your tattoo of? And let me ask, is that your only tattoo?
Nice job.
I have 4.
Oh, 4.
And only right now it appears that
I have one on my foot.
Well, only one's visible now, so.
Like you think you're going to get lucky later? Like
no, I just was curious.
Side and where else? Shrubs?
Not deep shrub.
Is it in the shrub area?
Like on my waist. It's kind of close.
All right, interesting.
That's neat.
So it's like if your shrubs were the United States, the tattoos California. Is that accurate? Is that fair?
What?
Is that fair? No, I think it makes sense. You know it makes sense. But real quickly, have you ever been with a woman? Yeah, that's
yep,
a yes.
That's an great. Auto Where's yes. My... You look so much better than your Facebook picture.
Thank you.
I mean, you got to update it.
For heaven's sake.
That's rude.
No, it's not rude. It's a compliment.
Okay.
Would you be kind enough to take your boat shoe off and put your foot there? You don't have to unless you feel comfortable.
Right.
But the blue drink is...
Yeah, the plow hog took care of that. All right. For our audience who's not watching on MSNBC... Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife is taking off her shoe right now.
Oh,
and Jennings, she does have a foot tattoo.
She's double taking off. You didn't
double taking off. Double I don't think off. That's ever happened. I think Ariana Marie did it.
I'll just work with the left.
That's the right.
The right. Well, her right, my left.
I think it's her right, though.
What is your tattoo is of stripes and or stars and... Is there anything specific on the tattoo?
No, I was a little bit younger.
You were drunk, weren't you?
Yeah, it seems like you regret it, Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife. Is that accurate?
What?
You regret it?
A little bit,
Do you really? When did you, like, what age did you get it? Be honest with me. What's going on?
Like 18.
18.
Legal.
Was that the first time you got a tattoo, or was the one on your abdomen or your shrub, or what was the first one?
Yeah, my foot.
Foot was the first one. And why did you do it?
You kind of did it
because I was 18 and I could.
Rebellion.
That's your theory.
You did it to tell your dad, up yours, bub.
What?
Never mind. It was a rebellious thing, right, with your parents.
She didn't get the bub.
They said you can't have a tattoo. You said, oh, watch me.
And I can.
Right, and you did.
When did you get have you gotten the other ones recently?
Yes.
Are you going to keep getting more ink?
I don't know, maybe.
So you enjoy it. Where would you go next?
Maybe on the back of my neck?
The back
Maybe
of your
on my other side.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Any of it writing?
Or
any of it writing?
I do. I have writing all the way down my side.
And what does it say? What are you quoting?
It's the Serenity Prayer.
Wow. Doug, you know the Serenity Prayer.
I don't think I do.
God
grant
me the serenity.
Why don't you take off your shirt so we can see the Serenity Prayer? Doug doesn't,
I don't know what it is.
He's having a big night.
Doug doesn't know the Serenity Prayer.
All right. Is it okay if I touch your foot?
I mean, they're out. You might
okay.
as well.
Yeah.
Now, I notice with this fine thing.
This fine
we'll color a thing.
You've got a design on your big toe.
Now, what's going on, Jay? I can't see it, and I don't know if the audience
You know,
can
sometimes now.
Now, Jaden James has one of those. Is that what we have?
Well, I don't know specifically. Do you notice how your foot, it kind of comes down a little?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that's from the shoe?
No.
No, it's natural.
I think so.
Okay.
I don't really pay attention.
And why did you go with that design?
That's just what they gave me.
That's what they gave you. That's Mi Ling said, let me put that on.
Pretty well.
Where'd you get this done? Was this done like in Mexico or something?
My toenails painted?
I think you're talking about the tattoo. All right.
Oh, no.
And you don't necessarily match the nails with the toes.
I don't.
No.
Jay, do you have a problem with that?
No.
Okay,
it's always very interesting to me.
Doug, this is very interesting.
I'm just
going
to do a little bit more testing.
Doug has to go. You have to pull.
Doug's like, I've got to leave.
Well, he does have responsibilities.
Yes. Lady journalism is calling me.
I mean, you got a great foot. I mean, she's got a great, great foot, too. We have gone two for two. And right now we're...
But you're not... I'm surprised you're not doing more, honestly. I mean, it's great that you're kind of restraining yourself.
I don't want to overstep my boundaries.
Scott Trinkle-Balsack's wife, how do you feel about your feet? That's one of the things...
Yeah,
Because that's an important question.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
How do you personally feel about these feet?
They're okay. They're feet.
That's a typical answer.
Is
I guess
really?
The question is, how do you feel about them?
I feel very good about them. And I am what they were commonly referred to as a foot expert.
Yeah, you are.
No, they're nice. They're nice. They're. We got a tie.
So she gets a 9 as well.
She gets a 9.
Are you a Jason Aldean fan, Cardinal fan? What's going on with you?
Yes.
Big
both.
Aldean
yes.
fan? Really?
Update both. Your Facebook picture.
I don't even. What is that? Do I have kids on there?
No, it's just you and just. I'm like. But not now. Okay.
Just real quickly, because I owned your soul on the lesbian question.
Yeah.
Was it a one-time thing, or is this a frequent thing? Be honest. Just, I need to, it's important that I know. I think the audience needs to know. I mean, what does it matter?
No comment.
All right, so it's multiple. You enjoy it?
Oh, all the time.
Wow.
It's great to hear.
Wow.
It's great to hear. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Sea Monster. Thank you, Buck Swope.
Wish I could take you to 9-1, but I got to wait.
What does that mean?
Well, I give her a little extra point
for the answer. Scott Twinkleball saying, Swife, thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Wow, this is a banner.
This is not going to be easy.
This may trump the Manchester hot shot.
That was one for the ages. It's like people talk about Mickelson's first Masters, and they talk about the Manchester hot shots. It's unbelievable. All right, Plowhawk. Iggy, what do we...
Did we ever talk the beautiful blonde into anything?
No, she was a pretty firm no, if I remember correctly.
Are you still a firm no? Now that you've seen how great this is, though, I mean, this is really exciting.
No, that guy could beat me.
Look at Iggy waving. Now, I understand you're hitting fourth because we have another. You're in, are you not?
Come on. She's got it.
You're in, right? Yeah, all right, so you're after. No.
No, you're last.
You're last. This young lady, Jennings, she's up next. This is our third. Do we have any others other than Biff's friend? And
boy, Big Al looks good, doesn't he?
Do I need to come up here?
Yeah, come
right
on up.
There, right
come
there.
On up. You know
how
what
you
they
doing?
Say, the water is warm.
You just talk it over, Jay. Sit down. You sit down.
Here we go.
This is going to be fun. All right,
I don't hear really good.
You don't hear really good?
No, okay. I can't hear really also good.
First. But you can talk all right.
But you'll talk to
me. I will talk to you.
Wow, she waved you in, I noticed. This is very erotic.
I don't like
that. Is that your husband over there?
Is that your husband? Or just a friend?
Oh, he's a really good friend.
One of
but
those.
I noticed that you have a wedding ring. So
that's my husband.
Oh,
that's
all right. I was wondering, I didn't know if we...
Thought we had one
good
of them situations.
It's been like a long time.
Yeah, how long have you been married?
You've
been married 37 years.
Well, God bless you.
30, that's wonderful.
Once you get into the threes.
30s,
yeah. And what is your name, dear?
Oh, I got to talk in
here. What's your name?
See, I don't know this.
I know. It's
But it's a name question. It's kind of ABC poker. What is it?
I'm sorry.
We're going to bring it. We're just right there.
What was the question?
What's your name?
What's your name?
My name is Karen.
Karen, welcome to the show. Are you a loyal listener?
My what?
a loyal listener
to the
program.
You listen to the program.
My husband is
You're
loyal
listener.
Listener.
That might be the Rat and Bloomsdale
that
right
could
there.
Be the Rat
that
could be the Rat and Bloomsdale.
He is a loyal listener. I am not.
What do you not. Like Guy Phillips?
And my what?
Guy Phillips.
Y98. Do you listen to Y98? Do you listen to Y98?
No.
No. Okay. Oh, boy.
No, we need to talk.
I know.
I can hear you.
You can hear me. He can't hear him. I'll translate.
I am bad.
That's all right. No, you're good. You're good.
Bad.
You're good. Let me ask you a question that I think you'll
know.
Oh,
my God. I feel like you guys are about to make out. She's caressing you, Jay.
No, wait.
I feel like you're close to making out.
I'm looking right at you.
You're going to make out.
Absolutely.
Talk to me.
You're getting cucked, bro.
What year did our country, the United States of America, land on the moon?
Great question.
What?
Sea Monster, you're going to have to edit that out.
63?
It was in the 60s.
It was.
And
that's important.
July of 69.
Dad, I think porker.
Again, there was another S there for your Sea Monster on your edits.
Am I a loser?
No, you're not.
No, it's not. There's a lot more to come. Don't worry.
Fascinating.
There's more.
Yes. Let me ask you this question.
All right.
How do you personally feel about your feet?
How did I personally feel about
your feet?
My feet?
How do you feel about your feet?
They're kind of rough.
God, this is so hot.
Kind of rough.
This is so hot.
No, you got to be. Why lie? No.
I mean,
honesty's the best policy.
Jay, do you have a problem?
We're going to find out.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. We've got.
You're not going to feel them or anything, are you?
No. Do what?
You're not going to feel them or anything, are you?
Probably not.
Oh,
shit. Good. No.
They look good, but they're
Well,
they're
if they
wrong.
Look good, then put them. Let me just.
Yeah, let's see what the word is.
All right.
Yeah, you got sandals on. You got tats. Look at you.
Thank you, Plowhawk.
Help her, Plowsy, will you?
All right. Here,
up the leg.
This is incredibly erotic.
Are you going to be able to make it up? All right, hold on. We'll get that. All right. I understand. She's got a tattoo.
Another foot tat.
She's got a tattoo, and it says Eddie's Girl.
Eddie's Girl tattooed on your foot.
That is not what it says.
Now, what does it say? I'm sorry. What does it say?
I look like Eddie's Girl to me.
Plowhawk, what do you see?
What's that say, Plowhawk?
Hello, it says Ecclesiastes.
Oh, I thought it said Eddie's Girl.
Is that scripture? You have scripture tattooed on your foot?
Or chapter 3, verse 1 through 8.
How long have you thumb ringed?
How long what?
Have you thumb ringed?
Oh, I've had that
again,
for
that's
like
another
20 years.
Well, here
thank you,
out.
Big. Big Al's got a.
Is it okay if I touch them? Your feet aren't rough. What are you talking about?
They're pretty rough.
They're not that rough.
They're wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
They're not that. Let me see your nails. Nope, we got no matchers.
What's that about? I'm surprised by that. I thought matching was all the rage.
I got a feeling the heat will match.
The heat?
Oh, my feet
again,
are getting rubbed.
She's getting like Beetlejuice.
See, there's some rough patches.
No, there's not. What? Where's the rough patch? Show me the rough patch.
Right there.
No, what's a rough patch?
Where, on the side? Yeah, it's but pretty, that's the...
I know.
You're no spring. I mean,
it's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's damn fine. That's kind of turning me off.
You like that?
Well, absolutely. There's not one thing wrong with this foot.
Wow.
It's a good foot.
Let me tell you something. All right, I want to ask you.
Ask John.
John, is that a good foot?
I thought it said Eddie's forever. Eddie's forever.
Yeah. So who's Eddie if that's John?
Eddie's forever.
I'm sorry, what?
It's
Ecclesiastes.
I don't know that you can say that. I don't know.
I swear it's scripture.
It's an old Bible verse.
That's right.
Strong legs.
Do you have any? Do you have any?
That's a tight old.
No, you're
you know,
no,
whatever.
You're strong.
I was gonna go with something. Okay.
I understand, but you understand
FCC.
The show.
Good.
All right.
FCC.
This.
Oh my
is a nine.
Goodness.
That's a nine as well. Yep. We have three nines.
Three nines.
Well, who's going to win?
I don't know.
Wow.
Dear, thank you for coming up.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you for coming up. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
wow, I feel like she really likes you. Plowboy, I really feel like she likes
thank you, dear. Give Plowboy
I get action, too. Karen, it was wonderful. Thank you for the kiss. Yeah, I got a kiss. I got a kiss
wow.
from Karen.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Karen. That was wonderful. Jay, this is also hot.
I didn't know. I mean, I knew it was going to be neat and fun and all that, but this is another level.
Do we have the Jason Aldean tickets. We have the Cardinal tickets. Are there any other Plowboy and Iggy are talking it over? I think they're strategizing.
Right.
Anybody else outside of Biff's girlfriend who wants to participate? Plowboy
Biff's assistant. Biff's assistant.
Assistant. Biff's assistant.
We got somebody pointing to somebody that's unwilling right now.
Now, what is what right now? You're going to go do Larry's work.
Yes. How is Larry?
I don't know where he went.
Yeah.
Go on up there, Plowhawk.
Never mind. I saw her reaction when she figured out she does not want to do it.
She figured that out?
You want to do a foot fetish?
She's in.
Thinking.
Oh, she's in. That's wonderful. Hey, welcome. Come on up to the dais. Jay, this is a night. Listen to the crowd.
It's a night to remember.
It is.
Wow. Wow, another nurse.
Full
Jesus.
Disclosure, I work today.
You
so.
Work today? No, that, you know
now what?
What
does that
I
mean?
Understand that when you. When
these
you,
puppies have had 12
she's been
hours.
Working. She's been busting her rump
now,
out.
Now, do you like that, Jay?
Not always, but she intrigues me.
And your name is?
Katie.
Katie, welcome to the show. Do you listen to the show?
No.
Yeah. No, but thank you for at least trying to act like you like
it. This is an experience, though.
You're
it
married,
pretty
too.
Nice, isn't it?
You've got a wedding ring or an engagement ring. Is that?
It's engagement.
That's engagement. When are you getting married?
Date hasn't been set yet.
Oh, one of those deals. Kind of like Kevin Miller, who's here.
Into Joe's Cab Ride Magic.
Yeah. Look at him. He doesn't even know where he's at.
Yeah, neither does Larry.
Kev, we got another person that's engaged.
Katie, does your fiancé listen to the show?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think about that? Because now you're seeing the show. It's pretty impressive,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just taking it all in at this point.
Right, pretty
you
impressive.
Know,
yeah,
I'll
AM radio is all the rage.
For later.
Are you from St. Louis?
Yeah.
Born and raised.
Wentzville.
Wentz. But that's
yeah,
St. Louis.
Yeah. Born and raised.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
how do you personally, especially as somebody that works in the industry that you do, feel about your feet?
It's a great question.
They've
great
never let me down.
They've never.
Wow, what an answer. So open-ended.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
Your fingernails are very nice. So that would lead me to believe that your toenails will be nice. Do you like Jason Aldean?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know when the first Gulf War started? The first time when we should have gone over and just kicked Saddam's ass out of there, and we didn't do it.
It's either 1989 or 1990.
1991. That was good.
Yeah, that's pretty
that's
good.
Not that was, bad.
And you actually kind of
give her a hand, Jesus.
That doesn't happen often
it's
in these.
Tough crowd. Tough crowd with A-Bear.
Well, everybody's so turned on.
Now, when was the last time that you were passionately kissed? And when I say passionately kissed, your knees buckled and stuff. I'll be honest. I know he's in the house.
Fiance's up there watching.
Don't throw him for
Sunday.
A loop. Sunday.
Really?
Sunday.
It seems like everybody watches
Sunday's
sports
a
Sunday,
big day.
And then gets they turned on, and then they go.
Yes.
Interesting.
Now, even though you've worked all day and helped people in this area, is it possible that you would take your shoe off?
Well, yeah, I came up here, didn't I?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good answer,
I always
Katie. I thought the question
ask.
Was unnecessary.
I don't want the Crime Stoppers.
Katie, my guess is you haven't been with a woman. Am I right on that?
You're right.
Really?
Yeah. How'd you know? What gave it away?
It's a lot of intuition. I own souls. It's a weird thing.
He's
it's kind of a David Blaine thing.
It's very good.
Have you thought about it, or are you just kind of like, nah, it's not for me? Where are you on this? Because it's important to the
if
audience.
If he said, honey, I'm going to bring home a gal, what would you say?
That's a different thing there.
Yeah, okay.
Now he's bringing. If you guys were out, let's say you're at Masa's.
Right.
And there's a whole thing going on.
Right. And there's the blondo.
Right.
And she's there.
Hey,
and
girl.
And you guys want a trip. How would you feel about the whole thing?
Try anything once, twice if you like it.
God bless. Great answer. It's a wonderful answer. You have wonderful answers.
Okay, let's.
Right.
Oh my. Now, she prefaced it by saying she busted her rump all day and had to work.
Okay.
Is it okay if I touch the back of your foot?
Go for it.
Are you match? You're not matching your feet either, are you? Nope.
I thought everybody did that.
That's too formal.
That's really? Too formal.
Yeah.
But this is kind of a sophisticated affair. Right.
You know, I didn't know I would be here.
Exactly. She didn't know. I will tell you.
Here comes Buck Swope for a close-up.
Buck, get a shot. I'm going to make an immediate judgment because of time situation. And you are a lovely girl. And I think if you would have had time tonight to put your stuff on and do it all right, you'd have been top-notch. But I'm going to put her at an 8.9.
An 8.9?
Eight, nine. I'm sorry.
An 8.9. And the audience is not happy about this.
Oh, she's involved.
I noticed the sad panda's never been angrier.
What the hell they want me to give her? I think you're beautiful.
Mike Lee is, he's like when Norm Stewart saw a bad call. Yeah, that's what
okay,
he's
yeah. Right to you. you are phenomenal. If you play golf or anybody you know plays golf, they can play at Normandy on me.
Oh, so she gets Normandy.
She can do whatever she wants at Normandy.
All right.
I'm just going to go 8.9.
8.9.
But you,
fair enough.
Thank you, dear. Thank you for coming up. I like her. I like her personality.
Yeah, you are.
But we got a time constraint.
No, I respect that. I don't even know how long I'm supposed to go.
Right. So
from 9:15 to 9:30. All right. Very good. Right. Very good.
Thank you, dear.
As anybody, I noticed the blonde made a move. Was she making a move up here, or was she making a move away from here?
I don't know, but it would be really cool if she came up.
Is she gone, or is she coming up?
She smokes. She smokes.
She's going.
She smokes.
She's
somebody said
she's,
tinkle.
You know, somebody said she's going.
I'm
going
to say tinkle. She went to have a smoke.
Okay. So I guess at this point we need Biff's assistant to come on up, Jay.
Here she
you
comes.
Said I want to save her for last.
Ladies
and gentlemen, this is Biff's assistant.
Zoe.
Zoe.
Or Zoe. We're going to find out.
What is it? Is it Zoe?
Is it Zoe or Zoe?
Zoe.
Zoe.
Is that your real name?
No.
I thought so. Duck. Duck's gone.
Duck. Doug.
I was going to turn to
Doug.
I turned to Iggy and I said, Doug.
Doug.
Iggy, I own souls.
Doug got on.
Zoe, this is a fake name, but we will call you Zoe.
Yes.
And you are Biff's assistant?
Yes.
Yes.
That also was a lie. So what's really going on?
I miss personal Uber driver.
That's what she told me earlier. Jesus, she told me earlier.
You really drive Uber?
Yes.
Huh.
Do you do well with it?
You could probably do some other stuff. You like it, though? I've been driving Uber in St. Louis.
I love Uber.
Do you really?
Yes.
Good. But I mean, like St. Louis, like when you're in Vegas or Miami, but you get a lot of business in St. Louis?
I would think once you
most
make
definitely.
One trip. Once
you make one trip, I think right. She's pretty locked
in. Repeat business.
Do you do
anything else other than Uber driving? So.
Nope.
Really? This is your full-time gig?
Yes.
Zoe.
Again, I'm going to have to re-raise you on that one. I sense
there might be something else.
Right. I hate to do that, but I got to keep three-betting you pre. All right, go ahead, Jay.
Well, I mean, there's so many things. How did you meet Biff?
He was one of my very first passengers.
Biff was.
Should I tell them the story?
Yeah, we need to hear the story. It's important.
You can't give
we
a
have sponsors
like that.
So I got a request out in East St. Louis.
Nice job, Biff.
And I'm kind of new to the area at this point.
Sure.
And I had no idea what Pops was. I thought it was like, no.
It's
it wasn't
very nice.
You'd never
was,
popped?
No. It was a country rock bar.
That's a new strip bar.
I thought it was a country club.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Nope. Essentially, it's the same.
Right.
So he gets in my car with a porno DVD, and I'm like.
Nice job, Biff.
Why are you carrying a porno? Like, you just came from a country club.
Now, that usually happens. Where does that happen? You were mentioning Greenbrier.
Greenbrier and Winghaven. I'll never play there
anyway,
again.
He told me the story, why he had the DVD, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah.
Somebody told you the story and explained why he was carrying pornography. And there was a logical explanation.
There was some porn star there promoting herself.
Right.
Right. Some of them do that. They do.
And again, I still thought it was a country bar.
Do right. You, as a personal note, just to learn a little bit more about you, do you ever watch porn?
Good question.
Yourself. Have you ever gotten on the computer and typed in xhamster.com?
Or any other stag site?
Years ago, my husband and I would watch porn together, but...
So you're married?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
I didn't see it. I'm sorry. I apologize.
So,
but you don't do it anymore?
No.
And why was that?
I don't know.
Didn't do it for you. No, man.
Hey, let me ask you this. And when you would watch it, was there a certain kind of genre that you guys would watch?
I liked girl on girl.
Absolutely. Right here. Right
America.
Here. Right here. Fist bump.
God
come on.
Bless America.
No question.
I feel like she's seen what works up here, and she's playing the hand perfectly.
She just bypassed anything but right to...
I'll go lesbian on everything and get these morons excited.
We're going right to the question. When was the last time that you, Zoe, had those pretty white teeth kissed?
You kissed teeth?
Passionately. And I mean passionately, like your knees buckled.
Right. It's a whole thing.
Last year with one of my girlfriends.
Wow.
It's a new dimension.
This is unbelievable.
Last year with one of your girlfriends.
My husband was out of town, so shh.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God. I have to tell you, I don't believe any of this, but I want to believe it.
Oh, I think there's something. So tell us, go a little deeper
tell,
with
yeah,
this story.
You got like 20 minutes to tell the story.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Come on, tell the story. And give it everything you got.
What's going on?
Tell you the story of the night.
Yeah.
How did it happen?
Yeah, how did you know her?
She came out. We had wine. We were sitting outside.
I feel like you just glossed over a lot right there.
Yeah. So
how'd you know her?
She came out. We had wine.
Right. How'd you know her?
She's one of my good friends.
So you engage in lesbianism with your friends?
Yes.
Really?
Now,
is that awkward?
Whoa. I heard the term kissing. So was there more than just kissing?
Tongue on tongue, touching, you know.
Heavy petting. Did you go below the belt?
No.
No.
Interesting. Have you ever?
No.
No.
Nope.
That's right.
God, I'm not sure where I am. I'm going to call and I'm going to see the turn.
No, I knew from the get-go she was going to be tough.
Any more questions?
Yeah, she's not impressed by your interrogation.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, well, she's a professional.
Yeah, I understand.
How long have you been married?
It's a good question. It's a great question.
I've been with him 11 and a half years.
Any children?
What?
Any children?
Two.
Two.
How old are they?
17 and 8.
So there's a mathematical situation. Was this with your husband, the 17-year-old?
My first husband.
First husband.
You gonna ask me how old I am?
Jay likes it.
How about you guess?
Here's the deal.
Well, you just said you got a 17-year-old.
Right, but we're in St. Charles, so theoretically she could still be in her 20s. So.
Whoa.
So I'm just being honest. It's important for me to be honest. I would guess.
You go first, and he's good at it.
I would guess 34.
I would guess.
What did that mean? You just did the Frank Underwood.
You can't be 30. I mean, you're not 35. You're not. I'm going to say, I'm going to go under. I'm going to go 33. I'm going to say you had a child real early.
Okay, how about you guess? I graduated in 1995. Do the math.
Oh, so 39.
You're 39.
40. I'll be 41. 40.
Well, you don't look 40.
That's impressive, sister.
No, you don't.
That's
look
impressive,
40.
Sister. Yeah, you don't. It's look really 40. Impressive, for real. 40.
Now, would you put. Oh, yes, you would.
Where's Buck Swear?
Do you want to take my shoe off?
I do.
Oh, and that's a whole thing for you. I bet that's a whole thing, Jay.
Not really.
Really? Now, Buck Swear's capturing it.
Buck, you got this.
Have you asked about how she feels about her feet? I feel like that's an important thing.
I think she's a confident woman and has been for...
I love my feet. Yep.
Yeah, Seema, yep. So you're going to have to snag that.
And you should. You should appreciate it. There is no question.
Now, what are you observing, Jay? Buck Swope's getting the pictures.
She moves them around.
Interesting. Very interesting.
No, she has got tremendous... Do you match your nails with your nails?
No. Why?
God, I thought everybody did that. I really did.
Or 0 for 5 or
Yeah,
0 for
that's
6.
Surprising to me.
Why would anybody match their fingers with their toes?
Well, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they?
It's a great question.
I mean, I don't want to upset you. I don't want to upset you, Uber lady.
Uber lady.
Uber lady. Now, you've been tanning your feet recently, haven't
really?
You? You've been tanning lately.
I have a swimming pool, so yeah, we sit outside.
Oh, really? So you're blessed. Where do you live?
Notable.
What region? Yeah.
O'Fallon.
Missouri, is that?
O'Fallon, Missouri, yes.
Yes, that, no, I got it. Jay's pausing. He's...
Well, it could be Illinois.
Keep massaging. That feels really good. I love my feet massaged.
I feel like she's reading off a script.
I know.
I feel like I'm watching a Nicole Aniston scene. But it's hot.
All right. You have very nice feet.
Thank you.
You have very nice feet.
But you going to put my shoe back on?
Yeah, what's going on?
Can you figure it out?
No, what's going on, Jay?
This is not my first rodeo. We have a tie, Tim.
I don't understand.
No, we have a tie.
I don't know what's going on.
No, I'm going to tell you what's going on. We had five ladies.
We did.
Is that too tight or is that, no?
Zoe.
Do you want me to go one less or one more?
Whatever.
We have
Zoe, who's beautiful. We had Katie, a nurse.
Oh, no, look at Big Al.
We had Heather, who's a nurse.
In the hat.
What's up with the hat?
Thank you.
We had Mrs. Scott's wrinkled ball sack,
yep.
And we had Karen.
Right.
You're putting the shoe of Zoe back on.
Right, and we have four ladies tied for first place.
And Katie is the only one who has been eliminated at this
point. I like Katie.
Okay.
She was great.
So Karen, Zoe, Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife,
yep.
And Heather...
Are all tied.
Okay, and so what are you going to do?
We're going to say their name, and the audience is going to applaud.
Wow.
It's always been for the listener.
Oh, my God. This is big, because there's big prizes on the line.
There is big prizes. So everybody pay attention. We are going... Let's bring the girls up. Let's bring them up. Let's anybody that was involved, come on up.
Karen, come on up.
Come on up, Heather.
Heather, Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife.
I'm starting to think I should have given Heather a couple extra. Heather,
this is wonderful. Buck Swope, this is a great picture opportunity.
You just.
I don't know. Just go.
You just stand there and look your best.
Look pretty.
You're still in. You're doing fantastic. You just turn.
So
turn around.
Applause?
If you want to rock at it, you can rock at it. You can do whatever you want. Where's my bubble? All right. So here's what we're gonna do. Where's our third?
Nurse.
Where is?
We're all here.
I want you down there.
Well,
right.
This is interesting. You have a whole thing going on.
Well, I'm trying. Trying to finish the show.
You're welcome to do whatever you want, Karen.
All right. Here we go.
All right. So this is applause? Is that what we're doing?
Applause. So everybody pay attention, and Iggy and Sea Monster will be the judge of who gets the most applause. By the way, Matt Berger's in the house.
Matt Berger is here.
I know you're. You sit down.
Karen
and,
needs to sit down because she got a little winded.
We'll tell you how it ends up. I'll call Jay Senior.
And I notice Larry's making his way to the dais.
Thank you, Lair.
I feel like I'm Chris Hansen, and I need you to have a seat.
All right. And you... All right. I'm forgetting names.
I'll handle the name. Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack's wife.
There, that was a tough one.
Okay. But all right, so do you want to go in that order, or are we going
Karen
first?
Yeah, let's go down the line.
All right, we'll go with Karen first. If you believe Karen is one of the top contestants, please cheer, applaud, whatever, right now. That's a nice response.
That's nice, Karen.
Larry is playing the role of...
he is just putting his hand over the women.
Oh, my God.
Don't touch
him. If you are a believer that Zoe should win this evening, please cheer a play.
Here's Zoe. Oh, I had
a feeling. Booed. That was Doug. All right, if you think Heather should be a winner
Heather's
this evening...
Heather's...
Heather got a lot of noise.
I'm a big Heather fan.
I feel like Heather's going to win at least one of the prize packs.
Who is Heather with?
Heather's right there in the white.
Right here.
Yep. How you doing?
It's Karen introducing herself.
All right, now remember, this is a fan pin person.
If you feel... She's on the fan page?
Her husband.
Oh. If you feel Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack's wife should be one of the winners tonight, please cheer and applaud.
This is going to be tough for Iggy and Stinky.
Iggy and the Plowboy. Larry, thank you. All right.
Thank you. Where's
Iggy and the Plowboy.
Hand me the mic, dear.
I love the tats. Plowboy,
I just noticed
they're writing things down. Plowboy, as you were analyzing it, what did you think?
For me, I'm picking Karen because I can't wait to hear it in the morning. She had some great one-liners and couldn't hold the mic properly, so I got her.
Right.
I think for the audience, I think these two are the finalists if I had to decide.
Yeah. We want to break it into two?
And I think, to me, she is the winner, but I guess...
Iggy, what did you think?
I think me and Sea Monster thought it was Biff's assistant.
Zoe.
And Wrinkled Ballsack's wife.
Really? Larry, what did you think?
Larry is asking for the mic. He's asking for the mic. Larry.
Okay.
Yep.
In my honest opinion,
right,
I would give it between
the ball sack.
The three girls that I stand by.
What?
One, two, three.
I don't know what I honestly don't know what any of that meant.
I think
Karen and Zoe are starting to hook up, and I think that's a great thing. I think that's important.
I think we go between Heather and the ball.
Well, two people win, so it doesn't matter who's first and second. You guys are going to make out. That's a good strategy.
No.
That gets my vote.
I'll be with that.
You think they won?
No.
Mike, who do you think? Mike, who won, do you think?
Do you want to say anything? Because it's not a television show.
Solid milk.
Tim, if I can interject here.
Sea Monster.
I believe, from what I heard from the applause.
Who is
those two right there. Those two right there.
I believe Heather and Mrs. Scott were the
winners. The decision's been made. Biff can buy these people. They can buy a dinner with Jason.
In my opinion, Heather and Scott's
Rickard Ballsack sold.
I love Karen and I love Zoe.
Heather, thanks for playing, girl. You got it.
I thought they won. By the noise. Congratulations, Heather. Congratulations, Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack. And now Zoe's making
out. She's making out with everybody. Because Zoe just...
It's a free
throw. She kind of faked on the lesbian.
You think so?
I don't know. She's a very interesting gal. I know you don't
fake
it.
Yeah, I think she's
so. I know you're...
You have video.
Yes.
You have video.
Yes.
Do you have the video with you this evening?
No. Not here.
Can I get just like maybe...
Private viewing.
3 or 4 minutes of it. Just... Text it to me, just to make sure.
You know why you didn't win? Because you don't need to win.
Interesting.
Yeah, she's got it all and more.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Jennings, I mean, what a foot fetish Friday.
This is why I live.
Yeah, this is what it's all about.
This is
and you went to the listeners.
Yep. I felt like, as I've said from the get-go, It's about the listener.
It is. Yeah. It's not about you.
And we had some really, you know, I talk about their feet. These were some fine-looking ladies.
They were
good-looking guys.
Well, I have a feeling a lot of it's going to be in the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week next week. But right now, it's time for the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week for this
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play.
Doug, welcome to Atlanta where the players play. A tribute to Matt Adams, recent power surge.
Yep. Can you believe they trade away Matt Adams?
We got nothing for him.
For some single-A bush leaguer. The guy's got like 14 home runs now.
Adams has got 5 home runs in 13 games. He had 1 while he was here.
He probably was purposely not hitting home runs because of John Mabry.
Just give the free swinger some ABs. Boy, we could use some of that power in the middle of our lineup right about now.
Cut two.
Doug, this is Stephen Wildwood.
Oh. And LeBron, come on. You got to win these games in 2 months. Making up stuff. Stop it. I'm tired of it.
Okay. That's
Can
a good
I think
one.
This call was relatively boring.
That's a good one when you say, when you're very specific and you say, LeBron, come on.
Cut three.
Dexter Fowler, if you ever retweet something saying that the Cubs have the best fans in baseball, I want you out of town.
And LeBron James, what a fraud he is. And P.K. Subban and his antics that's been going on around the league for so long. And now he's making up things about Sidney Crosby.
I have so many takes. Barry Odom, keep players in state.
That was a pretty good one.
Cut four.
You got Jay Hay, you got Stropey. And again, I'm not upset about it. It's just kind of odd that he's the one that
we should be upset about,
the one that
okay?
Right now.
Charlie. Get your dander up.
Yeah, defend Cardinal Nation just
get
for once.
Get this guy off
there
the air.
There
what did he ever do? Was he a Hall of Famer? I don't think so. I look at other networks. I see A-Rod on there. I see the Big Hurt. I see guys who played well in this man's league. This Ross, he was a backup most of his career. He had an occasional hit. Sure he did. But let's be honest, this was kind of a mediocre major league player. Get him off the air.
Cut five.
Mike Petey.
Oh, wow.
It's a fraud.
You leave Lynn in that ball game. You let him finish what he started. He's a big old hoss. And you let him out there for at least 8, maybe all 9 innings.
Only threw 78 pitches.
Come on, Eric Fryer. You got to deliver better than that. What are we paying you for?
Cut 6.
Iggy, have you ever been to Moss's or the Blue Sky Cafe or a White Rock home or a pineapple decorated home?
No. At Hedo, there's signs. If you're walking by the rooms, if the door is just a little bit ajar, they want you to watch.
Cut 7.
Now we need a diaper party. I don't know. I'm having the kid, but I don't think I'm going to pay for it myself. Why don't I get all my friends to bring us the supplies and maybe matching spatulas? I've had it.
And we're back.
I was having a conversation with Zoe.
I know, Zoe. Oh, wow. That's a neat card.
That's a neat card.
Yeah, you don't see that very often.
Those were the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. I forgot that we have the drops of the week as well.
Sneaky V.
Sneaky Vile's talking it over now. Go ahead, Iggy.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill presents...
Iggy, say it ain't so.
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy, no.
Iggy's drops of the week.
MMF is not an orgy.
When I go to the airport, I look darling.
You need to have a deer, a dork, and a dick.
Interesting fella by the name of Dodo.
You think these angry lesbians had anything to do with this?
Make love to your mouth, gently. Doug, what it's going to do is going to tickle your balls.
And I will not take my pants off either.
Skidmark Gucci Jort.
Let's not overthink it. These are perverts in their basement just writing a couple lines of an email.
You're like, what about sapphic play?
I'm not showing you my nips.
Hey, baby, everything's fine. I'm riding this bull. Watch me ride it, reverse cowgirl.
There is no orgy. No booze talk.
Hot brown toot sleeve.
Future for me is lunch.
Gerbil scratches my pink sock.
You mean?
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Oh.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, it was Kesha.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best.
No, it's not a gay thing. It's a swinger thing, cuck thing.
Oh, God, look out. Here comes Scooty Scoots.
You guys can't read the title? Why are you watching?
I don't want to be suspended in the air unless somebody really hot is involved.
But a happy birthday to Deke Dotum. Nice parents, Dennis and Denise Dotum.
You see a lot of people with pig feet?
The next person who talks about blues, I'm doing live reads, who's shutting it down.
They have a look to them, too, some of those skanks.
I think sometimes they're trying to make chicken salad out of chicken feathers.
Well, I don't have the... I've not seen these guys
that
in
was
the buff.
Good.
Hey, dude, what's your routing number, man? For real.
I'll be gentle. He was just a big old raw-boned Hoosier boy.
I bought that Toyota Venza.
Don't sleep on her feet. Is his door slightly open?
And she's got decent feet.
Candy Crush, baby.
Foot play.
Hot foot play.
Mm-hmm. You wore pink shorts, did you? And you got away with that.
Whale tail smells like feet.
You drink a lot?
I didn't steal it. I had it, and then I just kept it.
Wiki Feet is really just a gathering place for pictures of feet.
What percentage of the population is tranny? Muddy fish treats.
Tough, tough hood. It's very tight.
Why would someone care what you think about the girl on T-Tranny Girl?
I'm not a pleasant person.
Iggy, who's probably been getting over now for a few months.
I think he was with Swifty and Rianzi.
Hot tuna diaper dippins.
And pot him down!
Ow!
Pot him down!
Great call, dildo.
The tranny is a Swiss Army knife of porn.
I thought it'd be funny.
Right after World War II, there was a little bit of a push for the feet.
That was Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by The Post.
Stay posted, my friends.
Nicely
Wonderfully done, Iggy. Wonderfully done, Iggy. Wonderfully done.
Swope-esque.
Jennings, there's only one thing left to do, and you know what that is? Since we're at Hot Shots, it's time for the Hot Shots email of the day.
Yeah! Let's give away one
Here
of those.
Here we go. It's time for Lemmings. A Lemmings lunch. Hey, guys, great show tonight. At least from what I can tell. It's hard to hear that went well from where I'm perched here in the Lil Wizard's room. Unfortunately, eating a sack full of Whiteys on my way out here, then downing a Dug Dog and a mess of Hot Tots upon arrival might not have been the best idea. Homeboy's been planted reverse cowgirl on the Hot Shots toilet since about 6:15. This evening, I mean. Just flat pouring porcelain gumbo out. How do you do? No fooling. Doug, that's Lefty Jack Smear.
Lefty Jack Smear.
Thank you.
Doug had to run.
He had his journalism dates.
Yep.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Sorry the wife and I couldn't be there tonight. It's our four-year anniversary, and we both agreed that a St. Chuck foot cuck is more of a five-year thing. So just go ahead and book us a seat for next year. Secondly, to the Dan Marshall Leadership Institute. I work for the Trenton campus of your institute, so there isn't a jury in the country that would convict me of infringement. Maybe if you would get off your ass and pen an email every now and then, I wouldn't have to take over. Lord knows there's enough material there to write in twice a day for three whole years. I'll put your ass in a headlock next time I see you, Chief.
Matt, who bowls it ain't.
You're correct.
Yes, I got it.
Last of all, yesterday you guys were talking about White Rocks and pineapples or whatever, and then you were rudely interrupted by some caller. Thankfully, the conversation was only about the 100th PGA Championship coming to our dying sports city, and before you could even hear the click of the president of the PGA Championship's phone, you ass clowns dove straight back into accusatory and completely unproven signs that some overweight suburbanite who's your blowhard may or may not want to mix it up. Thanks. That's Matt, who bowls
it.
And Hanks, one of the greats. He's got his own sewed coming.
Yeah, he does, with Buck.
This is from Tunnels 12,000. He writes poems.
One of my favorites.
Morn, in honor of all the Mensa members at Hot Shots this eve, I decided to scribe a haiku. Meat slot so damn moist, slide my tongue in thy boy shoot. Muddy beef flaps. Think about it, and I love you all except Doug. That's from Tunnels 12,000. Jennings, they love Tunnels 12,000.
Well, I understand why.
Boy, sometimes they're a little too long.
Can't do it.
Can't
nope.
do it.
Nope. Too many live spots.
Did. Well, Doc, I guess you would say I first realized I was into dudes at the 1980 Vianney Father Sundance. When I saw that Missouri School of Journalism student teacher in those parachute pants doing the moonwalk, I was flat out hooked. Anywho, that Kirkwood Street Tough stole my heart, and off we went in that brand spanking new LeBaron convertible. My Don't Stop turned into Don't Stop, Please Don't Stop, faster than you can say khaki-clad love gun. I say spanking because my new boy toy treated my prepubescent body like his own personal amusement park. Sincerely, that's Major Eric Shun.
Major Eric Shun.
Look how long some of these are.
Wow.
KG in O-Town, you can't write. Jennings, you want to hear from KG?
Well, you know how I feel about KG.
I love him too, but my God, it's long.
KG, you got to give us the unabridged.
We have one more after this. Hey, Doug, this Saturday is the Vianney stepdad summer soiree. Now, I don't usually do anything like this, but my stepdad has been acting all weird around me ever since I walked in on him putting on lipstick, all tucked up Buffalo Bill-like, and singing songs from my big fat Greek wedding. It's like, come on, Gary, it's no big deal. I love that movie too. This could be our thing. But he keeps acting like we don't even know each other, and I'm worried I'm going to be the only loser whose stepdad doesn't show for a night of bi marriage, bi curiosity. If you're available, I'm looking for a man, late 50s or early 60s, who will meet me at the motel next to Helen Fitzgerald's.
Uh-huh, that's his area. That's his
to
area.
Get ready, with a boutonniere, of course, and then we'll shoot on down Lindbergh to the dance. It helps if you know some of the dances the kids are doing these days, like the dab, but it's not a deal breaker. You can do the Running Man or Sprinkler all over the dance floor. You need to really make sure it looks like you're having fun if you're gonna do this. If another one of the stepdads asks if he can cut in while we're dancing, that's cool. Just don't let Father Driscoll see us kissing. He hates that. Unless he gets to join, but he hasn't joined in much since he caught the shingles. Some of the boys might head out for some eats afterwards. Usually we're all pretty ready to nosh after sweating, grinding, and making out all night. I'll give you the money beforehand so it looks like you're picking up the whole tab. It'll be a real power move that'll piss off Trevor's stepdad. I hate that guy. Nothing's off limits. I'm pretty much open to whatevs. No, it's not really a word that's in my vocabulary. If you're worried about some other stepdads recognizing you from your TV duties, don't worry about it. They probably all watch KSDK anyway. Let me know that's from Skylar Milhouse Junior, St. John Vianney High School.
Wow.
Also known as KG.
O-Town. He's back.
And we finish off with the hipster
of
Tower Grove
South.
He's a fan favorite. Larry Nichols eyeing his significant other in a way that would make the St. Charles County Police Department very uncomfortable.
And
greetings, fellas. Here we are once again. Yes, Biff.
Biff just bringing a little.
Biff just wanted to bring up.
Yep. Got a live read.
Tim, you are best sponsor is Sildenafil, the equivalent of Viagra. I used it last night. Doug loved it. That's from Biff, insinuating he had sex with the co-host of the show.
Biff, with
what are you doing? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the Uber card.
That's Zoe's Uber card.
Zoe's Uber card.
All right, and finally.
Oh, God.
Greetings, fellas. Here we are once again at Hot Shots, taking in fellowship and sharing tales of glory, which we've either made up or stole from someone else. Anyway, I was speaking to Doug last night in bed, and we were hoping that one day Chippendales would open a sports bar and we could do a remote there sometime. Think about how hot that would be. A bunch of buff, greased-up hard bodies serving you tall glasses of booze and hand-feeding you fries, smothered in cheese sauce and probably topped with bacon. Anyway, until then, I'll enjoy the hospitality of Hot Shots and just devour their delicious hot wings. Here's a pro tip for wing consumption, Doug. Please wash your hands before performing hand manipulation on me in the parking lot. Thanks. That's from the hipster of Tower Grove South. And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email of the day. So much to choose from. Jennings, where are you?
I'll go first. I have always had an affinity for KG and O-Town. He went deep. I liked a lot of him. I got to go KG and O-Town.
Plowhawk, you're going to have to decide this because I thought it was clear, and I have a great deal of respect.
Yeah.
But I thought it was clear that Matt, who bowls at Hank's, won this Hot Shots email of the day.
And I love him.
You kind of took the words right out of my mouth.
Thank you.
I'm glad you did,
though, because I really like his wife. Yeah.
You know Matt, who bowls at Hank's wife?
I've seen her on Facebook.
Oh, that's really your move.
Well, that's going to do it. It's unbelievable. I think we went long. I think we went like a full hour. What do I need
Tim,
to do?
Tim, we did go a little long. Quick update on the email of the month standings.
Oh,
with that win, Matt Who Bowls at Hanks.
Big Hal. I don't know what you're doing, but yes.
You must have got a Barrett email today.
Matt Who Bowls at Hanks ties Misty Plops and Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
What?
Two wins apiece.
What a
three-way
month.
Tie.
Wow. Unbelievable.
What a month.
And that's heading into the St. Gabriel School picnic. It's rare to have a three-way
coinciding
tie.
Coinciding with the U.S. Open.
Big Al, do you want to say something real quickly?
We
the texters haven't had a chance to
get the ring on. Al, just hit the button.
Pot him up.
Hey, let's hear it for Timmy, because without him, we wouldn't be here and we'd have a lot of dang
fun. Well,
I'm
not the creator, but thank you so much.
Let's hear it for Timmy.
I'm like,
hell yeah.
And you couldn't be more serious about it, could you?
And he's going to have a little boy. Mama's already got an outfit. It's... Well, I can't tell you, but it's a Blues jersey.
Are you getting my wife?
Little baby McKernan's got a Blues jersey.
Oh, thank you very much. What'd you get him, like a Tarasenko, or do you go?
6-monther, because everybody gives you the early one, so in about 6 months, you won't be out of stock.
Well, I was
stock.
Asking what the jersey was.
Dallas Drake. It was on
course.
Clear.
Dallas Drake!
It was either going to be Tarasenko or Dallas Drake.
Dallas Drake!
Love Number you guys.
10. Dally.
Big Al just kind of dropped by.
Jay, I'll be at Normandy in the morning.
All right, thank you, Big Al. Wonderful. Everybody, thank you so much for coming out. We wound up going very long.
We may close tomorrow.
Yeah. For the Sea Monster, for the Plowboy, for Iggy, for my brother Kevin,
woo!
For Jennings Randolph Jr., what is going on with Big Al and
Biff?
Biff. They're just Biff? A takedown.
So it didn't affect Zoe.
I think Big Al's in a seizure. Zoe's now in the middle of it.
Yep.
Are we getting video of this Buck Swope?
Buck Swope is.
Now there's Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios today at Hot Shots in St. Charles.